It's been 3 weeks since Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was moved to a rehab facility. Her family chose one of the most prestigious in the country, the Institute of Rehabilitation and Research in Houston. To learn more about what her experience might be like there, we're going to hear the story of Danny Vaughn. He's a retired Houston police officer, and he spent 6 months at the Institute in 1993. Like Giffords, he was shot in the head by a complete stranger. Carrie Feibel of member station KUHF talked with Vaughn about how he found his way back from a devastating brain injury.
Like many victims of random violence, Danny Vaughn tells a story that is littered with ifs. If only his undercover assignment hadn't been canceled that morning. If only he had gone back home for his patrol uniform so he could work the streets. But Vaughn was already at the station, so he decided to fill in at the front desk. A fellow officer told reporters what happened next.
Some guy walks into the station, from what I understand. The girls look up and say, "What can we do for you?"
It was March 20th, 1993. A young man named Gilbert Smith entered the police station. Like Gifford's shooter, he was 22 years old and intent on killing authority figures. Officer Vaughn walked right into the lobby at the wrong time.
So I get through the back door to the front lobby. I walk right into the barrel of a handgun in my right eye.
Smith fired the first bullet into that eye, the second into his nostril, and finished by shooting him in the mouth. But Vaughn was conscious through it all.
Kept saying this to myself, don't let this guy take away the thing you love doing the most. Police work. I love that. You know, if I didn't need the money, I'd have done it for free.
Come
here. Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
Are you Jean?
Most days you'll find Vaughn here, playing dominoes at his parents' house in the Houston suburbs.
Playing dominoes is good for me mentally, too. Keeps my mind sharpened.
Vaughn's father, Eugene, says doctors never expected his son to survive. When he did, a surgeon said he'd be severely disabled.
He said we discarded about 10% of his total brain during the surgery. And should he survive, he may not be able to talk. He will have total left side paralysis. He may not get enough motor control to be able to swallow. It did not sound good.
When I first woke up, I couldn't swallow my own spit. I couldn't do anything. I was like a brand new newborn baby. They'd sit me up in bed, I'd fall over. My muscles were so tight and drawn in that it hurt just to move them just a few inches.
In therapy, the first job was simply to unclench those muscles. Vaughn says the stretching sessions were agonizing, the most painful part of the day. He thinks about Giffords feeling the same pain.
I know exactly what she'd be going to. She's going to be hurting in places she never knew she even had.
He says therapists will challenge Giffords from the moment she wakes up until she falls asleep.
They come in, they put the bowl of Cheerios on your plate, on your table. They put the milk on there and the banana with a knife. And it's up to you to cut that banana up and put it in the cereal bowl. It's up to you to open the box of milk and pour it into your cereal. It's up to you to eat it and then they'll come clean it up later.
6 months after being shot, Vaughn left the same building where Giffords is now. Cameras swarmed around him as he shuffled out the door, propped between his parents. He was blind in one eye, partially deaf, and weak on his left side. But Vaughn had become a huge hero, a public servant, like Giffords, who had come so close to death. There were news reports about him going back to work at the Houston Police Department, throwing out the first pitch at an Astros game, and marrying his longtime girlfriend.
I have a traumatic brain injury. They call it TBI, traumatic brain injury. And I have a quality of life now, far better than I had before the injury. So there is a quality of life after brain injury. And Gabby's going to have it too, I have no doubt.
But Vaughn says quality of life is not the same thing as a complete restoration of ability.
She'll have something wrong with her, I'm sure something. You don't go through a brain injury and not come up with some kind of overlapping shortness from somewhere.
Vaughn now owns and manages 18 rental houses. He is also a scuba diver and a licensed charter boat captain. But most days he ends up back here at his parents' house for another round of dominoes. The game, like his recovery, depends on skill and also a bit of luck. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.
You draw seven dominoes.
You're listening to All Things Considered at NPR News.